Dreaming of a space that's stylish, practical, and uniquely yours? At Onyx on Ivory Interior Design, we bring your vision to life with interiors that perfectly reflect you. With over 15 years of expertise, we create stunning spaces that inspire. Whether it's a luxury home retreat or a dynamic business environment, our team ensures your budget works hard from concept to completion, crafting environments that truly captivate. Serving the Garden Route, Cape Town, Johannesburg and beyond. Visit onyxandivory.design to explore our portfolio or call 082-314-9164. Onyx and Ivory, where your dream space becomes reality.
Kristen De Wet from Onyx and Ivory joins us here on E-Radio today as we enter another and very different but exciting world of interior design. Kristen is going to tell us a bit more about her business and what exactly she does. Kristen, welcome. Are you well?
I'm very well. Thanks to you, Ian.
Great. Thank you. So, Kristen, what inspired you to start Onyx and Ivory Design? How did the name come about?
All right, so Onyx and Ivory Design was born from a deep passion for creating beautiful spaces. As a child, I always dreamed to work in the creative industry. I actually thought I was going to go and be a fashion designer. But back in the day, that seemed like a very far-fetched thing. So instead, I rather chose to dress homes and offices. And then Onyx and Ivory is a play on the words for black and white. And those are sort of the two colors that I always like to bring into my scheme, whether it be on a scatter cushion or an accessory or something. But I've always tend to somewhere bring in something that's a little bit black and white with a bit of an African twist. So, yeah, that's basically how I got the name.
I like that. Dressing homes instead of people. I think exactly. That's quite funny. But what's the most unexpected or quirky request that you've received so far, Kristen, from a client?
So that's a tough one because I don't, you know, generally I was been thinking about what is the quirkiest request. But at the time when the client asked me, I didn't think it was, I thought it was a bit of an odd request, but they'd wanted to install a TV in their bathroom above the bath. At the time, I was obviously a lot younger. I thought, well, that's a bit odd, but being a mom today, I understand exactly why. So that's probably the quirkiest thing I've done is install a TV in a wall so that the client could lie in bath and watch TV. But I totally get it now.
Yeah, no, definitely. And what would you say is a common misconception about being an interior designer?
All right, so probably the biggest is that a lot of people think that all we do is shop. They think that it's a very glamorous lifestyle that we lead. I think they think that we enjoy spending time in the shops and sourcing things, but there's a much deeper collective process that's involved. So there's obviously a lot of planning involved, budgeting, problem solving that goes throughout the whole project. You know, sometimes you have something that at the time how you think it's going to work out doesn't, and you've got to think very quick on your feet. When I work on things like a full turnkey project, you know, I'm the one, we on site at 12 o'clock at night before handover, making the beds, sweeping, vacuuming. So when those clients move in, they literally have to bring maybe their family photos and clothes because we even ensure that we put a roll of toilet paper in the bathroom.
Nice.
As well as, you know, so and globes in the lamp. So it's literally just move in on some of those big turnkey projects. So I think that often people forget, they think that maybe we just go on to events and be invited to all these places where they're showing new fabric and shopping, but it's much deeper than that.
Yeah, and burning the midnight oil. You're not afraid of burning the
Absolutely.
Midnight oil.
Absolutely, yeah. I love it. It's my best. I tell my husband all the time, my work hours should be from 8 until 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, okay. And so now can you walk us through a day in your life as a designer? What does it really look like behind the scenes?
Yeah, sure. So obviously I'm a mom and a wife as well as a business owner. So a typical day normally starts with a cup or two of coffee. And then once everyone has sort of left the house and it's a little bit quiet, and I'm very lucky enough to be able to have my office at my home. And then obviously it starts, we start with client meetings. If I've got to pop out to site, it's a site visit, working through the plans and coordinating with the contractors and suppliers, checking on stuff for clients. You know, I think that's what people don't understand about being in interior design. You take that stress away from the clients. We're the ones that are going to check the supplies, check if the things are in order, getting them together. Lots of emails and phone calls. I feel like that is permanently attached to my hand. And then, so it's a mix of creative and logistical tasks and ensuring that every project runs smoothly from the concept to completion.
Amazing. And if Onyx and Ivory Design had a signature style, how would you describe it?
So our signature style, I believe, is like an organic modern twist with a bit of an Afro chic twist as well. So we love incorporating organic elements with contemporary finishes and then creating spaces that are both sophisticated and inviting. But each design also tells a unique story that's tailored to the client's lifestyle. And as I said, in each interior, I always try to bring in a little bit of black and white, be it in a rug or a scatter cushion, sometimes even in just the finishes on the door handles and stuff like that, you know, bringing in a lot of black and white elements where I can.
And what advice would you give to someone looking to hire an interior designer for the very first time?
All right, so obviously communication is key. I think you've got to be clear on what your expectations are, your budgets and your timelines. They also shouldn't be afraid to give the interior designer what their likes and dislikes are, and also to ensure that they're comfortable with the designer's vision. The partnership needs to be open, and there has to be a level of trust. The thing is that when you're working with someone that closely, you know, a lot of the clients that I have worked with, we have actually become friends within the process, because it's a personal space, whether it be an office or a home, it's you working in their personal space. But there has to be a level of trust and communication that's sort of done, and just being honest and open. Obviously, the big one also is to understand the client's budget. How does it fit in? What can we do within that budget? There's always a way to fit the things in, but it's really to understand those key points.
Yeah, no, definitely. Kristen, also, what's one trend in interior design that you love? And then also one that you secretly just cannot stand?
So I absolutely love abstract art. Art is a very personal thing, and always one of those things in a client's house that you either work with the client or they have to trust you. So I love printed canvas with a nice wooden frame around it. Abstract, it can take any boring wall and just elevate it just that level that, you know, it looks designer. And then one of the trends is, there's a few, so I'm going to actually give you two. I'm not a huge fan of the color red. In fact, if I often get a call from a client, they're wanting to change the space, it's a very dominating color. So, you know, a lot of these clients that you meet, those rooms are often red or orange, and they're like, oh, I'm so tired of it, and we're looking at a change. So it's one of the things I don't really like. And then the biggest one, which is the hardest one, is teddy bears. I don't know what it is, but even like my kids, they've got teddy bears in their rooms, and I'm constantly hiding it in a box, and then they come out again, and I've been told, you know, children are children. So it's one of those things I've just got to suck up and be like, okay. So difficult for me to decorate a child's room and put a teddy bear in it. It's a weird one.
Very weird one. And I'm quite looking forward to hearing this. Can you share a funny or a memorable story from your time working in the industry?
Okay, so sure. There's so many. I could literally write a book on it. But one that really comes to mind is I'd worked on a project for quite some time, and once we'd done handover, a couple of months, probably about 3 months after I'd already done the handover, the client phoned me and she said she's not sure what's happening, but her light in her bedroom, her bedside lamp isn't working. So I sort of like said to her, well, you know, have you possibly checked the globe in the lamp? And she sort of answered, yeah, of course I've done that. So I said, okay, well, let me come through, you know, maybe there's a problem. And it was quite a far a job that I'd done, so about an hour's drive. So anyway, I drove through to go and see what could possibly be the problem. And when I got into the room, I noticed that the plug on the wall was switched off. So I literally just had to drive all that way to switch the plug back on.
Oh, no.
And then, of course, I couldn't tell her that because I didn't want to embarrass her. So that's probably one of the most memorable ones. But as I said, there are many, many.
The things we do for the stuff we love, hey?
Exactly.
Kristen.
And I do love it, so.
Yeah, no, I can hear that passion. Hey, you're definitely in the right industry. Kristen, the vet from Onyx and Ivory, it was nice talking to you today. How do we get in touch with you?
So the best way to get in touch with us would be to visit our website, which is onyxandivory.design. And you can get our contact details, and we will definitely see how we can help you.
Got a busy festive season ahead, or are you taking some time off?
Taking some time off, but good. Unfortunately in the building industry it does close, so we're forced to close, but if I could stay open I would. So always prepared to meet a client if I need to.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kristen. It was great talking to you.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I'll chat to you soon.
Dreaming of a space that's stylish, practical and uniquely yours? At Onyx and Ivory Interior Design, we bring your vision to life with interiors that perfectly reflect you. With over 15 years of expertise, we create stunning spaces that inspire, whether it's a luxury home retreat or a dynamic business environment. Our team ensures your budget works hard from concept to completion, crafting environments that truly captivate. Serving the Garden Route, Cape Town, Johannesburg and beyond. Visit onyxandivory.design to explore our portfolio or call 082-314-9164. Onyx and Ivory, where your dream space becomes reality.